Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Punt is away. It's a high end-over-end punt. Sproles takes it at the 35. Starts up the middle. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. Cuts to his right. He's at the 30. The 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown! He's done it again. Darren Sproles!
The unmistakable voice of the great Merrill Reese, of course, calling Eagles games for many years and getting ready for another year of Eagles football as the Birds head to training camp in 2 days. They hit the practice fields in 3 days. Camp is officially begun in 2 days, and we look forward to what really should be a heck of a season. Whether it ends up in a Super Bowl or not, hey, who knows, right? But it should be a fun ride. They do look to be a very stacked team at this stage, and covering it all year, of course, as the voice of the Eagles, play-by-play announcer for the Philadelphia Eagles for many years, for the first time this season with us, the great Merrill Reese. Merrill, how are you, sir?
I am well, Joe, and as you can imagine, very, very excited.
Yeah.
I hear it in your voice, Merrill. It's got that crackle of enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's time to go to work.
Merrill, what do you make of the Sproles move? I thought it was, John's pointed out that it does create a bit of a log jam, and, you know, some young guy probably is not going to make the team that we are familiar with, but I think having the chance to get Sproles back is exciting, and I think will be helpful as well.
Yeah, and again, with any player of that age, you have to wait and see if the skills are the way they were when you left off. And, of course, there's always a concern when you look at the fact that last year he was able to play very, very little. He had the hamstring pull, then he missed a lot of weeks, then he came back and re-pulled it at practice. At the end of the season, he was fine, and then he went into the off season, and nobody prepares himself more, and hopefully he is the Darren Sproles that you heard in that call. But again, it's one of the question marks.
Merrill, do you think that they'll actually play him in the preseason to determine whether he's capable?
I think very, very little. I think they'll watch him at practice. He'll go through drills. But I don't. Last year they didn't play him in the preseason. So I don't see them putting Darren Sproles in any kind of game situation.
I just feel like that's scary.
Yeah, well, I think, Merrill, you're probably right there. They can look, they know he can take a hit. I mean, they know he can play.
Yeah, they know he could once upon a time.
I think it's a matter of agility and things that you can see in practice. I think the practice thing should be.
Yeah, you want to see if he's got the same burst.
Yeah, exactly. Merrill, this
we all hope he has, and he's one of the most exciting players, and I think he's a future Hall of Famer. But again, in this sport, very often you can go from all pro to all gone. We've seen it happen overnight with some great players. And
especially at that position.
To hope and be optimistic that Darren Sproles can continue to play as he has. But again, you'd be unrealistic to think that there's not some question mark when a running back and a guy who depends on speed is in his mid-30s.
Yeah, that's well said. Merrill Reese with us here on WIP. Merrill, the 04 team had a plethora of talented players and a high-end talent with T.O. Brian Westbrook around Donovan McNabb. But in all the years, I can't ever remember a season at this stage where I felt like the offense, the quarterback and the coach had more options regarding playmakers at running back, wide receiver, and tight end. It feels like it's on a silver platter for Carson. Do you sort of feel that same way about the diversity this offense can show?
I do, Joe. This to me is the best team that Doug Peterson has taken to camp, including the Super Bowl champions. This is his best team. This is his most complete team. And the offense has a lot of weapons and talented weapons. So, yes, I agree with you 100%.
Does it feel like everyone's pointing at the offense and saying, well, the defense doesn't have to be as great as it was, you know, in recent memory because the offense is so good? Are you worried at all about the defense not having as much as the offense does?
I think to win and to be the kind of team you want to be, you've got to be a complete team. And I think it's very important for the defense to be exceptional. I mean, there are a few cases in history where you get by with a subpar defense, but this defense still has to be very good for any team. I'd say that about any team heading into a season. You can't depend on just one side of the ball, unless you're talking about the 86 Bears, maybe. But there are a few once in a great while that where one side of the ball is just so beyond belief that you can get away with certain things. But this is not one of them.
Are you at all worried about the defensive end position being a little light heading into training camp?
No, I'm really not. I think it's big getting Barnett back. I think Vinny Curry is still going to provide something there, some pass rushing speed. I'm not worried about anything right now.
Merrill, the last couple of years, you know, seeing Deshaun, of course, you were, you know, obviously at the game, Eagles-Tampa Bay last year. So you get that bird's eye view of Deshaun, all the years he was with Washington. How much do you think he still has left?
Well, you pointed out the Tampa Bay game, yeah. And that's the last time I saw him live and in person, and he was just running away from everybody. Of course, if you want to go to the OTAs, which, you know, show you something, but they don't show you the total picture. But as far as I can see, he is still a blazer, and he still is the best tracker of a football that I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's got an amazing ability with that helmet on to just get that head around and find the ball. It's incredible. Merrill, one of the NFL storylines, not so much an Eagles thing, but an NFL storyline, curious your opinion. The NFL instituting new rules now where non-calls are challengeable and reviewable. And, of course, Deshaun comes to mind, pass interferences, wide receiver, defensive back. How do you think that, I mean, I think it's going to kind of take some time for the coaches to figure it out, but John and I are of the mindset that it's going to be third downs, and it's going to be pass interferences way down the field that coaches will try to tap into for these challenges of non-calls. How do you see this playing out, and what kind of impact will it have in the NFL games this year?
I don't like it. I don't like it. I think it's going to lengthen the games. Of course, it is a hair-trigger response to the mistake, the egregious mistake made in the Saints-Rams game, but it's something that is going to lengthen the game, and the controversies are going to be just as great, because if you look at these calls, if you look at pass interference, many times you will see elements of both offensive and defensive interference on the same play as they fight their way downfield. I think it's going to be very difficult to pick one or the other, and I think it's going to lengthen the games. It's going to put more pressure on the coaches, but I'm not in love with that. In fact, I don't like it at all. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that it works out in favor of not just favor of the Eagles, but in favor of reversing some mistakes, but I'm very, very dubious.
Do you think that the Malcolm Jenkins situation will rear its head at any point this season? You know, he is the leader of that defense, and we know that he's not totally happy with the way things are set up right now. Is he going to be the same Malcolm Jenkins?
Yes. My one-word answer is yes, John, because he is such a professional that regardless of what the business of football involves and whether or not he's completely happy with what's happening contractually, he is such a professional that when he steps on the field, he gives you everything he has, and that's the only thing he's thinking about is football.
Merrill, a lot of people think this is a two-team division, Eagles and Cowboys. To what extent do you think the Cowboys are a threat?
I think that you can never write them off. They are the second best team in the division, and to just say, "Yeah, forget the Cowboys. The Eagles are so much better." I think the Eagles are so much more complete and more talented in some obvious areas going into the season. But there are injuries, and there are things that happen, and you can never ever assume anything. If you assume things, you're very often disappointed. And the Eagles have to look at every possible team as a threat. Are the Cowboys as good a team as the Eagles? No. But that doesn't mean they couldn't beat the Eagles and couldn't end up on top of the NFC East. Heading into the season, The Eagles are the best team, in my opinion, in the conference. But a lot of things happen between now and December.
Merrill, I'll tell you what, at the end of this year, you might be calling your third Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. You never know. Could happen.
You never know. You never know. And, of course, the Patriots are missing a very big piece in Gronkowski.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a very big part of their offense. But, again, they play in such a weak division that they don't have to put up with the threats that some of the other teams do. And they're good. I mean, they are good. But I never look that far apart. I'm not somebody who looks at the schedule and goes, you know, in April when it comes out. I never take the schedule and go WWL, WWW. I never do that because it's almost as important when you play a team as who that team is going into the season.
Merrill, it's great connecting with you here. We appreciate you jumping on the program. First, I'm sure, many times this year. A little bit less golf for you up ahead. A little bit more. Sundays will be a little busier.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want as much football as possible. I had a wrist injury this year that really limited my golf, but now I'm getting off the IR, but I'm ready for football.
You're the best, Merrill. Nice. Thanks, too. Merrill.
Hey, I love listening to you guys. I'm an everyday listener.
Wow.
and a first-time caller.
Well, Merrill, tell Richie to get off my back. He's a little harsh on me sometimes.
Merrill, he bites his toenails.
As long as that's all he does. When he was an intern, we had to break him of 9 other habits.
That's true.
We need to learn more.
All right, Merrill, you are the best. Thanks, man. Thanks, Merrill.
See you guys.
All right, there
day.
He is, the great Merrill Reese on the Swartz-Cullerton guest line. If you're injured at work, of course, get justice. Call Swartz-Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. That's good stuff.
Everyday listener. How about that?
That's an honor.
I do know Merrill listens a lot, and that is an honor. That is quite an honor indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.